Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I have an announcement.
Oh, okay.
This will be my last podcast. As a 30-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. My heart literally just, like, stopped. And my stomach dropped.
Aww.
Oh, my God. That scared me. I was like, I felt the tears on it. I was like, what's happening?
You would miss me?
Oh, I hate you for doing that to me. That was actually terrible.
I'm sorry. I didn't actually think you would react.
That was good.
I thought you were going to be like, really, bitch?
No, I really believed it. Nowadays, you never know what the hell is going on or what's happening. So
no, I am turning 31 this week.
I like to call it, because honestly, this 31 sounds like so ugly to me, 30 wonderful.
Ooh, that's
yes.
Cute.
30 wonderful is what you will be.
Well, what would 32 be?
One of my
32. I don't know.
They were like 32-ific, and I was like, okay. I was like, all right, pushing it a little bit, but I'll go.
That's
with
like
it.
That joke, tooth hurty.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
what time
no.
Do you have to get your dentist appointment?
Tooth hurty.
Yeah, your birthday. What,
yeah,
Friday, right?
Yep.
Wow. How do you feel? How do you feel? 31. Are you ready for your birthday this year? Are you dreading it?
So. I don't know if it's the pandemic, if it's me getting older or what, but my concept of time has just kind of gone out the window.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense of, like, the other day I had a dream, and we've talked about it on podcasts, I get really vivid dreams sometimes.
Yes.
And I had a dream that we were in some weird school dance, but I was supposed to provide the alcohol, but I was in high school. And
so it was like prom.
Right, it kind of, except it was like a station event, kind of. It was weird. And I was going through all the feelings, like, in high school, like, oh, my God, like, I thought that guy liked me kind of a thing. Like, but he's talking to this girl. He must like this girl.
Oh, gosh.
That sort of thing. And so then I was like, but I'm supposed to provide the alcohol, but I'm not of age. I'm like, no, I'm 21. I'm over 21. And I woke up. I'm like, wait, how old am I?
Oh, weird.
Because it was so vivid. I'm like, and I just woke up. I was like, how old am I?
You're like, check your ID, do the math.
I'm like, I'm 30. Holy crap, I'm 30. Like, I guess it took a whole year for it to hit me that I'm 30.
Did it finally hit you, maybe?
Right. And then, like, today I was thinking about it because we were talking about, like, oh, well, this happened. And I'm like, that was 6 years ago. I've been on this show for 11, or been a part, you know, including my internship, 11 years now.
That's crazy.
For me, it still feels like, you know, five.
Yeah,
four.
Not that long at all. But then you look back and you're like, wow, it has been that long.
Like, I really don't feel my age. Like, when I see celebrities like Margot Robbie, the gal who played Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
She's younger than me. She's like 29.
Yeah. It's so weird when.
But she looks like a lady. And I still feel like.
Welcome to Hollywood.
A kid. I'm like, I feel like I'm like a weird, you know.
Well, she
child.
Has people to help her look like a lady.
Right.
Plus, she has fashion designers she wears
right.
And all that stuff. But I'm like that with actresses, actors, and like sports players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, wow, they're making that much money. I wonder how old they are. They're 23. Like, it shocks me.
I'm like, was it Beast Mode? I think might be younger than me.
I think Russell Wilson's close.
Oh, no, he's 34.
Russell Wilson might be younger than you. I think he might be older than me. He might be in between us.
He's 31.
Okay.
So he will be turning 32 in November, so he's about
like
a year older than me. But
wow.
He's a year older than me.
I know, that's
and
it.
And he's got like three kids, his
married.
Football career.
Yes. Well, okay, let's not compare ourselves to professional athletes.
Right, and celebrities. But like, in the sense of like when somebody presents themselves, like, and then granted, you know, it's an act, they're doing interviews and blah, blah, blah. But like Margot Robbie just seems so like put together, not just like fashion wise and everything, but just like, oh, you know.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
You seem like an adult and I'm still here like, when I grow up,
I
say that to people. I'm like, I want to be you when I grow up as a 31-year-old, saying this to like a 20-something-year-old.
It's weird. Well, I was thinking about that too, is I always thought, like, when I was growing up, I always thought like 20s, like my late 20s were going to be like, for some reason, I don't know, like, I'd wear pencil skirts and like little heels, and I would always look put together and always like, actually put in like a lot of effort and like.
You look like that sexy, like, businesswoman.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I always kind of thought. I was like, I think 27 to 29 is going to be like my prime. And here I am, 28, and I'm like,
yoga pants?
Nope. And then I'm like, I think this is just like who we are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, at some point, like, I don't think it's going to change, really.
And I know a lot of people make fun of millennials for, you know, being childish, but I feel like we're the first generation that is allowed to still like the things they like.
Yeah, and well, not get totally, like, criticized for it.
I mean, we do get criticized for it, but we're just the first generation, like, whatever.
We're like, we don't care what you think, boomer.
Right? It's the sense of, like, hey, we are allowed to have a job we like, and we're going to leave if we don't like it.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? It's, yeah, cartoons are for kids, but I can still watch them. I like cartoons.
Totally.
Like, why can't I? There was this, like, rule forever that's like, once you become an adult, you cannot like these things anymore because we're going to think you're dumb or less than or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? I pay my bills. I pay my taxes. I'm doing all the adult things. Like, I got my job. I do a commute. I have a house.
I sit in traffic a lot.
Right?
I get stressed out for little things.
Like, I got to pay all these damn bills. Like, it's...
I get excited when I get a dishwasher.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm excited for my stove I'm getting.
See?
It's going to have an air fryer.
Oh, so beautiful. Cool. So you're an adult, but you also, you know, you still got your kid.
My kid stuff. You. But it's weird that I never thought necessarily that, like, you have this idea in your head that, like, how you see your future in the sense of, like, I'm not going to stop partying. That's a part of me, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to be that, you know, 6-year-old lady in the club on the pole with all the 21-year-olds.
I hope so.
But, like, I never had that thought that, like, oh, that's who I want to be. But I never had the thought that I wouldn't, like, when I would stop, I should say.
Oh, okay. So you just kind of always, like, you liked partying, you liked going out, you liked just that aspect, but yeah. You never were like, I'm not going to stop, or I'm not going to do it forever type
right,
of thing.
Yeah. I never thought when I'm 30, I'm going to stop, or, you know, I'm never going to stop. I just figured, okay, this is fun. I'm going to keep doing this because what else is there to do? And now it's funny to me how I very much enjoy just, you know, doing my projects, keeping my hands busy, because it just, it makes me feel better. And I'm spending money, but it's not like a $60 bar tab that's gone in one night. I'm spending it on stuff that's going to stay in my house.
Those $60 bar tabs, girl, sometimes you get some great stories out of them.
I still have, like, my drinking nights. Like, the people that are in my bubble, like, we'll get together and we'll do quote-unquote arts and crafts, which is usually, like, me doing an arts and crafts project and one of them doing an arts and crafts project, and then the rest of the time we're just drinking.
Oh, yeah, I would just be watching you doing an arts and craft project I just get wasted.
Honestly, that's sometimes what I want.
Yeah.
When people are like, hey, you want to go out? I'm like, or I invite my my best friend over. I'm like, hey, do you want to come over? I'm working on these things. And I'm like, I'm not asking for help. I just want you to sit there and talk with me.
Yeah, hang out.
Like, hang out while I do these things. I'm not going to make you work. I will keep pouring you your slim champagne.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Vodka, tequila. Like.
Well, I feel like over the years you've kind of, I mean, well, because I've known you now. For how long?
Because I feel like we probably got to know each other maybe a year or two after I started working here.
Yeah, so maybe like 9-ish years, sort of.
Almost
a decade. But I've never known you as the type of person that likes to go out all the time in general. I don't think that was like really a part of you anyway.
I mean, I did enjoy it. I just couldn't afford it.
Well,
at the beginning.
I think you kind of like half and half. You kind of, you've always liked to just chill, do nothing, you know, just have takeout in your sweatpants. But then you also have like to go out too. So you kind of had a balance. But now I think as the years have progressed, you kind of told yourself you still like to, but I'm kind of getting the feeling like you don't really like it to anymore.
Let's say pre-COVID, going to a bar and like hanging out, like more of a long term, even like bar hop, 2 or 3 bars, not too many, but with good company. Like, I want to talk. Like, I don't get to see my friends all that often, even before COVID. And it's like, I want to have like meaningful conversations. I'm all about quality over quantity now.
Yeah, you're more like, let's get dinner and a drink type of thing.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I still like getting a good buzz on.
Well, girl, one drink gets your buzz on.
Doing a lot of home improvement projects, I will say, drinking while doing them makes them pretty fun.
Oh, I bet.
So my tolerance is not as good as it used to be.
It's terrible now.
You haven't seen me drunk in a minute.
I heard about the story of y'all going to Portland.
That was a year ago.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying, like, in the last couple months, I've been drinking more often with my dad because we'll be working at the house, like, either his house, like, painting or whatever, and it's like, would you like a mojito? I'm like, hell yeah, I do, and we make them with two shots, and I've had, like, ooh. And then at the end of the night, it's like, yeah, you should probably spend the night here. It's like, why? It's like, because you had three mojitos.
But, like,
two shots apiece within, like, an hour, and I'm like,
doing, like, home improvement projects, you're not, like, focusing on your drink, right? You know what I mean? Like, I did a paint and sip over the weekend, and, like, during that whole paint and sip, I maybe had one glass of wine because I was so focused on my painting.
I will say,
which turned out terrible.
Mojitos are a different story because I will suck those down.
Yeah, you will.
They're so good.
Like, oh, yeah, mojitos are bomb.
I can't help, like, especially my dad's recipe, I cannot help but just chug them. I have to pace myself. I literally have to put it across the room and get up every time I want some. Otherwise, I will drink
it. You gotta work for that.
I will drink it within 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, I want more. My dad's like, I haven't even drank a sip. Like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, it's good.
Sorry, Dad.
I want more. So I've gotten a good couple good buzzes going on. So it's better. It's not great, but it's better.
Better. Well, better. I mean, yeah, but you're not like one to just go out and do shots and that kind of thing.
I had to do a shot the other day.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Oh, God. It was tequila. It was silver tequila.
A whole other story.
No, like, I need, like, not Blanco or silver tequila. I cannot.
No, you like the gold?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gold's my favorite. Like, oh. I mean, if we're going to be doing tequila shots, like, I'm yeah. very much, so ever since, many years ago, it was the year the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Which was
held a month. I don't know. Let's say I don't remember. I just remember I lived in my Lake City townhouse.
Okay,
so forever ago. Anywho,
y'all got turned up.
So the night before, which was a Saturday, I went over to hang out with some friends, and we had never really hung out outside of a professional setting. So we're like, let's hang out. Let's have some drinks. Like, let's drink, and you could spend the night here.
Were they like coworkers?
Cool. No, there was a. It was my old roommate. Like, I did a photo shoot for her.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, I interviewed her before on the podcast. So it's like, okay, let's, like, we were hanging out, and afterwards we were celebrating. Like, hey, let's actually get to, like, hang out, because I was about to leave and go home.
Yeah.
And so we got after it.
Ugh.
I drank everything.
Mixing alcohol.
This is before I drank whiskey. So we did a shot of whiskey. I had a cider. I had a shot of top shelf rum, then a shot of well rum, because that was expensive.
And at this point, you didn't know the difference anyway.
Yep.
So.
Oh, I had more rum. I had some cider. I think I had vodka. Oh, I puked so bad.
Did you top it off with tequila?
No, I didn't have tequila.
Oh.
That's where the story comes in. So next day, I'm hungover as hell. Mm-hmm. Couple weeks later, I go on a date with a dude. I didn't know it was a date. I messed up. I will say it was my fault.
Okay.
And I'm not, this is one of those things, like, I don't recommend doing this, but I mean, at the time I was like, whatever, I don't care. A friend of mine had asked me, hey, like, and we're still friends, we're cool, like, he's married now and stuff, like, I run into him from time to time, like, when we do go to bars in Seattle, it's like, hey, what's up, homie? But I was never, like, attracted to him that way.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, do you want to hang out Friday night? We can go see the Lego movie. I'm like, hell yeah. I want to go see the Lego movie.
Hell yeah.
What I did not realize was that Friday was Valentine's Day.
Oh, right.
And so he was thinking as a date.
Jeez.
I was not. And I felt bad for the dude because he was totally thinking I was vibing with him. I was just being nice.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're buddies, so I thought we were hanging out as buddies, like, when we were talking.
Not on February 14th. Nope.
Nope. And so we go out, and then it's like, hey, when I go to a bar, I'm like, there's no bar that's going to be, like, it was like midnight. I'm like, really? On a Friday, that's Valentine's Day? We're not going to get in anywhere.
Maybe a ratchet-ass sports bar.
Right. Like,
people don't normally go on dates there.
But also, I was tired. It was Friday, work in the morning. I was just like, let's just go back. We'll play some games. Like, we were going to play board games with my roommate and stuff. Roommate ends up going to sleep early before, and like, I can tell he's vibing. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just do a pity lay here.
Oh,
like, I mean, I don't recommend, like, if you're a person that doesn't feel comfortable with it, I would never recommend a girl just do a pity lay, but
a pity lay. I like that you call it that.
Well, cause I'm like, I don't really like, like, it was all consensual. But I didn't. I, like, if it was up to me, I'd be like, hey, do you really want to have sex? I'm like, I don't really.
Yeah. But, you know, we just went out. It is Valentine's Day. You've obviously put in a lot of effort.
And I'm just like, let me throw you a bone, if you will.
So did you whip out a bottle of tequila to get yourself in the mood?
Bottle of tequila that I took me like 2 years to finish that you got me for my birthday 1 year.
Oh, I remember. That big Costco. From Costco, yeah.
Blanco tequila. Mind you, it's been like 2 weeks since I got really, really drunk.
Yeah.
And I was still not okay.
Oof.
So I'm trying to drink because I'm like, I want to be a little bit more loose. I don't want to overthink.
Loose.
Just more comfortable, if you will.
Yeah, totally.
So I was too self-conscious. It's just like, okay, I'm trying to pound shots of tequila because the cider's not doing it. I'm just getting too full.
Gross.
Ooh.
How many did you have?
I don't remember.
Did he have them with you, though?
I think so.
Good, okay.
But well, he went to the bathroom. I think I pounded like two more.
And then... You had drunk, sloppy sex. Do you even remember?
I mean, it was honestly like long ago. Like, even if like I went, like I didn't get drunk enough though. That's either the thing. Like, I didn't feel like I was drunk enough.
Oh yeah, I wasn't even like, woo! Like, yeah! I'm a porn star. This is great.
It was just like, okay.
No, that sounds terrible.
I'm like, more or less, I'm like, he's going to wake up and be all clingy and want to be my boyfriend.
Or the morning after and they wake up and they want to do it again. You're
he
like,
he did. Ugh. I'm like, I'm not drunk.
What'd you say? Were you like, I need some tequila sunrises real quick. Go make me a quadruple shot. And yeah, then
Bloody
I'll
Mary
think about
and mimosas.
It.
No, I think I don't remember. But.
So it's ruined shots for you.
It's like, it sucked. So I used to be able to take them, and that was my thing. I'm like, I'm going to take it like American. Just pound it. No face. Good. Got it. Now it's like, oh, God, I'm dying.
Yeah, I have some friends like that.
And it's just like, that ruined it forever.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, over the course of 2 weeks, I screwed myself on shots.
Yeah, for life, I guess.
Yeah. So I am very much like... the pansy, like, get me a lemon drop with the sugar rim. Like, I will drink those all night, or anything
those
that's fruity. Like, you can hide like three shots in there, but you put some fruit in there. Oh, God, I will drink them. No problem.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't be bringing you a bottle of tequila this Friday for your birthday.
Not Blanco. No. Or silver. Not that. Because I'm just going
to
look at it.
I don't think you can handle any of it, to be honest.
Like, and I drink tequila, but like.
It's got to be mixed with
like,
all the
I
things.
Love, like, you know, or if it's a really fancy tequila, like, I'll sip it on occasion. But honestly, I just want to have it in a nice cold drink.
A margarita.
I love margaritas.
Yeah.
This weekend, I was going back and forth because I had that FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I felt bad and guilty. I'm like, am I doing this for me? Am I doing it for other people? Am I going to feel bad that I didn't do anything and regret it? And so I was going back and forth, going, like, asking Danny.
With
asking,
whether you want to have a celebration or not.
Right. And then, like, my friend's like, okay, well, I'm like, maybe we can go floating. And then it's like, afterwards, like, I feel like I'd have to, like, host something. I never feel comfortable just because, like, the attention's on me, but I also feel like I need to take care of everyone because I'm hosting.
You always have that anyway, though.
Right.
Even if you're not hosting.
But, I mean, if I'm host, yeah, like, when people do stuff for me, like, I get real... weird.
Yeah, you want to make sure everyone's having a good time and everyone has exactly what they need. And I get it.
And I've only had like one party where I was just like super chill, like 90% of the night, where it was just cool.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting along. I don't have to take care of anybody. Like, the attention wasn't even on me. And I was like, you know what? This is fun. Like, my friends are here.
The one party.
Yeah, like, it was perfect. And I don't know how to recreate that.
Well, floating seemed like the perfect idea because it's very COVID friendly.
Right.
You just literally go on a raft. Then maybe you see everyone. Maybe you don't. Maybe you spend the 2 hours by yourself.
Well, we usually tie it when we do go floating. We tie all our inner tubes together.
You don't have to, though.
No.
You really don't. I went floating a few weekends ago.
And you just went all by yourself.
We tied to one other double person, mm-hmm. and then let the others float away.
See, the reason we tie each other together is just because we always have like one designated floaty be the cooler.
Oh yeah, so we just like have our own stash.
Well, yeah, we put everything in there, and it's like, toss me one, and we'll just play the game of like passing it over.
Oh, that's fun, but you don't have to do that. You know?
Yeah, so but it's just like my best friend's trying to help me out. She's like, we can order pizzas for everyone. Like, it'll be easy. You don't have to worry about cooking and stuff. And I was just like. Like, if I'm overthinking it this much, I'm like, it's like a week or two notice.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to do that to people. Just like, screw it. Like, if we want to go floating later, like maybe in a week or two, sure, we can try to plan something. But honestly, I'm like, I don't want to think about it.
Okay, just think about next week. your birthday hasn't been celebrated, really, like, does that bring you a sense of sadness?
Because I don't know, because I think I'm still going to celebrate with my folks at least on Friday, like,
yeah,
together.
But that's different. I'm talking about, like, with the homies, like, because
not doing anything with the homies really anyways because of COVID.
I know, but this is like the perfect COVID birthday. Like, in the summertime, you can all be outside. You can have your COVID. I call it the COVID crew, the people that you've seen.
The bubble, I call it.
Yeah. Like, when you said floating, I was like, that is the perfect scenario, you know? And then, like, afterwards, you don't have to do jack S. Be like, sorry, dude, like, I don't want people in my house. I don't want us all in the same. It's a perfect excuses, really. Right. But for me, because I was having that dilemma last year, because I always have the big bash, big thing. And honestly, it's very, very stressful for me. I'm full of anxiety when it's happening, when I'm, like, before I'm faded, like, planning it, like, making sure everything's perfect, everything's good, everyone has exactly what they want, every cup, every straw, every type of alcohol, every food. Like, I'm very intense about it. And so my boyfriend was like, well, if you don't do it, let's just stay at Leavenworth, like, an extra few days. So I was super debating that. But then I was like, I really thought I would be disappointed if I didn't have a big celebration. Like, I thought of, like, like, yeah, we go to Leavenworth and we're still going to go to Leavenworth because I love it and that's great. But then I'm like, I wonder how I'm going to feel like a week later if I didn't have a big bash.
Actually, now that I think of it, I remember there was one year I didn't have a party. And it was weird, and it gave an opportunity for people to do more for me, but I was cooler about it, you know? Like, I went out because I think that around that time we had a couple days off. So, like, on my birthday, which was like on a Sunday night, Monday kind of a thing, and like that Monday and Tuesday we had off. So, I ended up going to my favorite bar in Seattle, the Rickshaw, like two or three nights in a row.
Singing karaoke.
To the point where, like, from then on, the freaking karaoke hostess, like, knew me by name. Like, she'd see me and she just put me up in the queue and she's like, which one of your songs you want? Like, she knew.
Oh gosh, I could not imagine going to that place more than one time in a row.
It was my favorite place. It'd be like, anyways, doesn't matter. It's like, you know, me thinking like, oh, going to your favorite club would be like awful going to the same, you know, same club more than once in a
month. But I think of the Rickshaw and I think of wow, that place I get screwed up because their drinks are so strong and cheap. And
well, the thing is, because I didn't have a celebration, it was only going out with one person at a time. So it wasn't like we were getting too crazy faded, like, with a bunch of people buying you drinks. So, like, one night I went with, like, my best friend Ashton. The other night I went with my buddy CJ. And then
that sounds more painful, like, not painful, but more stressful. Because it's like,
it's not because, like, I didn't have to plan it. It was somebody like, like, you took me out for breakfast once, like, for that birthday. And you're like, hey, I want to take you out for breakfast. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it was a small gesture to where it was easy because I didn't have 100 eyes on me. And that's what I feel like when I go, like, when we did I don't think you were there that year when I did the casino one.
I wasn't, no.
It was just so awkward because I'm like, go. Like, the reason I did it at the casino is so that everyone can go off and do their own thing.
Yeah, but no one did.
No one did. They're following me around. I'm like, I hate this. I hate this so much.
Yeah, casino is way too big of a place for that.
Right. I'm like, go play. You know, you want to go play craps or whatever games. You go play roulette. Like, everyone. And then we can just see each other, like, you know, from time to time.
But this year, it's probably definitely not going to be like that.
No.
Because they're not part of your COVID crew. They're not a lot of places aren't open to just, like, take you to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, this year is probably going to be, like, just a parent celebration, and then you're just going to hang out with one of your friends, which is good, you know?
Like, I think that's awesome. And, like, eventually, like, I'll see people again, like.
But, yeah, let's get real. You don't celebrate someone's birthday after their birthday. Like, no one ever does.
No, like, not have, like, a huge party, but, like, to where I could see people and, like, make it the excuse, like, hey, let's get together for this. Like, people that you've been kind of putting off, like, seeing that are kind of in your bubble.
You would do that? Like,
I haven't
in a few
seen,
weeks? Like, let's get together because it was my birthday, like, a few weeks ago?
Like, that'd be the joke. But, like, I do want to get to. There's some people that I do want to see that have been in my bubble, but I don't get to see them often.
Oh, okay.
Like, my buddy Chase and Christine, like, I haven't seen them. I went to Christine's birthday. They did a kind of like a movie, drive-in movie type of thing.
Cute.
And we all, like, had our own separate squares in the grass.
Yeah.
And we had, like, our, you know, blankets and stuff. So we all had our own little bubbles.
Yeah.
So it was COVID friendly.
Apart.
Yeah. So it's like, I've seen them then and I haven't really seen them much since. It's like, okay, I'd be comfortable with seeing you guys, especially because they never leave their house.
Yeah.
but that sort of thing. But like with a whole lot of people, probably not. But my best friend Ashton said to me last week, she's like, you know, I'm coming over regardless if you have a party or not. Right. So we're hanging out Saturday.
Cute.
And so she gave me a few ideas like about an hour or so ago. She texted me. She's like, OK, here are my ideas for Saturday. One, we can order steak, drink whiskey, stay in pajamas and watch movies. Two, go shopping. Three, mani-pedis. Four, we can kidnap another friend to join us. Five, we can float just us.
Oh, cute.
Six, lay in the sun and drink in my backyard. Or seven, go for a drive.
Wow.
See, go for
look at all of these quarantine ideas.
Right. If you go for a drive. Like, I've been really, the last couple of days, I've been dreaming about going to Astoria.
Okay.
But I'm like, I'd want to stay the night.
So yeah.
I
feel like how far like is a, that? Like 3 hours?
I think more.
Oh, that's so, too much.
Yeah. I'm just like, I need to stay for like two nights.
Oh, okay. Like, even a night, I feel like it would be worth it. But
yeah. But like, I'm kind of torn between can we kind of mix a few of these? Can we do like steak and drink in our pajamas? But like earlier in the day, can we go lay in the sun and drink? Maybe do our own mani-pedis because yeah. I got the, I just kind of want to hang out. I don't. Especially since I've been working on my house. My house is looking all cute.
Well, as long as you're going to be happy with, right. You know, and like some people like a low-key birthday, they don't care, yeah. You know,
I mean, it's not like a special one, like I'm 31.
Dude, every birthday is special, okay? This is the day you came out of your mother's hoo-ha. It is your day. That is some special ass crap right there. I'm serious. That's crazy. That is, it's your holiday. You came into this earth on that day. I don't understand why everyone else doesn't think it's such a big deal.
Because I do. A billion other people came into the earth the same day as I did, same time I did. Like,
so?
It's
not, that's even cooler. Oh my gosh. Have you found like your birthday buddy with the same time too?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And the same like year. You guys were literally born at the exact same time. What?
I've only known like two or three people with my birthday and year. No, two with my birthday and year. But I don't know their time.
I love that. See, I love that kind of stuff. Well, as long as you're satisfied and happy and you don't feel like FOMO or you're missing out on a celebration. I mean, let's get real. I'm probably going to have to be like you and have a very chill, low-key birthday party with just my family. Great.
We can put a strobe.
Just kidding.
I have a strobe light you can borrow. You can go party up in your backyard in December.
Yeah, in the cold.
We can get some heat lamps.
Yeah, my brother was saying lava lamps. I was like,
lava lamps don't produce enough heat.
I don't even know if I would want to go to that birthday. Let's get real. That's too cold for that.
Be go-go dancers or do a onesie birthday.
That's your thing.
I know it is.
Well,
it's too hot to wear a onesie.
Live up the last few days in your 30. As you're 30.
As I'm 30.
As you're 30.
Okay. So, I didn't mean to scare you, so I apologize again.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, God. Stay tuned for the next episode.
Bye.